During the Fifth Dynasty, in the heart of the Pyramid Age, King Sahure built a great pyramid complex for himself at Abusir, a few miles south of Giza, which is now a suburb of modern Cairo. The king was buried in a chamber beneath the pyramid, but the rituals that guaranteed his eternal life took place in the pyramid temple that was attached to it. This massive column is one of 16 that surrounded an open courtyard in that temple. It was carved from a single block of granite and was originally over 20 feet high. The stone was quarried at Aswan and ferried downstream to Abusir, a distance of over 500 miles. Look up at the flaring top. This type of Egyptian column probably imitates a wooden pole with palm fronds lashed to the top. Between the column shaft and the palm frond capital, five rings have been carved to imitate rope. The loops carved in shallower relief below these rings are the ends of the rope that have been tucked underneath to fasten them in place. Many elements in pharaonic architecture are stylized representations of very early wood and reed structures. Transferred into stone, they became stylized artistic forms that were used throughout the history of Egyptian art.